This is F.M. Perry, and I want to thank you for coming to join us in this program today. The subject of today's program, which is the last in this series of programs, the subject today is how God's gifts of faith, love, and hope allow Christians to function in God's grand scheme. I want to remind us that Paul told us in his 1 Corinthians letter, "But now abide faith, hope, love, these three." In these programs, we've been discussing how Christians are called upon to exercise their gifts of faith, love, and hope in the good works that God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Enduring these good works, Christians become a part of God's great spiritual system designed to bring God's salvation to mankind. Far more than just the meager work of the Christians is involved, of course. But God does have an important work for Christians to play on His team. Today, let us make a list of all the contributors that make up God's team and discuss how they function together. But first of all, of course, is the triune Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Without them, there would be no operating system at all. And secondly, they're all Christians. You and I and our brethren in the Lord's church. And the object of God's great scheme are all the other people of the world. These are the objects of God's love. And finally, there are God's gifts to Christians, especially the Holy Bible, gift to all people. And God's gift of faith, love, and hope. Each part of this great spiritual team has its own unique part to play in God's business of saving mankind. God the Father is in charge as the great manager and enabler. God the Son is the great creator and doer, who reached out to mankind by sharing flesh with them. God the Holy Spirit is the great spiritual communicator who gives spiritual life to mankind and speaks to their personal spirits and souls. The triune Godhead is the source, then, of all the power in creation, both seen and unseen. God created then each human being in the likeness of the triune God with a spirit and a soul and a body. Paul tells us that in his 1 Thessalonian letter in the 5th chapter and the 23rd verse. The personal soul of a person is the essence of a person, created to self-manage all aspects of a person with exercise of unique intellect, unique volition, and emotion. All this in the likeness of God the Father. The personal spirit gives life to the flesh of the person and provides his communication with the spiritual realm through functions of communion and conscience and perhaps intuition, all in the likeness of God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, I should say, all in the likeness of God the Holy Spirit. The body is a person's own unique temple for his own soul and spirit, created as suitable for God's physical world, with provision to be transformed as suitable for God's spiritual realm. The body is created and transformed as necessary for service in a person's environment, all in the likeness of God the Son, who did it all, who took on a fleshly body, sacrificed it as he saw the need, and then led the way in receiving it back as a transformed spiritual body. And then finally we get to God's gifts of faith and love. These are attributes of the Godhead which are shared with Christians to accomplish the good works which God prepared beforehand that they should do. God gives his third gift, then, of hope, in order that Christian laborers may taste the results of their work even while it is being done. Jesus told us, the laborer is worthy of his wages. The gift of hope is evidence that the grace of God provides God's promised reward for his Christian laborers. Now, thus all the working parts are in place. We now can see how the motivating potential, faith, and the current love flows from the great power source, God the Father, through the great communications link, God the Holy Spirit, into the human active elements, the spirits and souls of people who are in Christ, to transmit the gospel to mankind on earth today. In the physical analogy that I have been making from time to time in these talks, that is the analogy of an electrical circuit, the force of voltage multiplied by the current equals the power developed in the load. Well, similarly, in God's spiritual circuit, faith multiplied by love equals the spiritual power of the good works and the hope developed in the souls of all those involved. Your speaker has been F.M. Perry, and these programs have been a labor of love from me to you. Thank you for listening.